Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, Max, it's easy to remember his name, Kirill and Thrill. And they went hand in hand yesterday when he won the game for the Wild with 1:13 remaining in overtime out in L.A. So he showed off his stuff in his very first game with 3 points.
Yeah, how about that? And they avoided the shootout and the whole bit, and overtime's wide open, and a little more wide open since they changed the rules. And that's why you get guys like this, because when you go to an extra session like that, you get more space on ice, and you want guys that can create it, and he did last night, late at night, late game with Los Angeles, of course. But you wait for things like this, because every time we're talking about that, we're not talking about the pandemic. We're talking about the Wild, and we're talking about the chance that they have to be good and all those things. And that's what sports is supposed to do for us. So every time, you know, Kiprasov, somebody comes along and you learn a different appreciation for it in these days. Sports isn't the most important thing for sure, but it's a healthy diversion for us. And if we can have that and have somebody like that to get excited about, have a new season to get excited about, that's fun stuff. That's our playground and our toyland. And I don't know what the ceiling is on the Wild. It's really hard to say. And maybe Cam Talbot will have more to say about that than anybody else. The goaltender that they brought in. But some of these pieces, him and Johansson, and some of these guys, and certainly Nick Bjugstad, the new additions. You watch early on to see how they're taken, and that's a good sign in game one. And if he can be the real deal, if he can be a Marian Gaborik type that comes in you want to watch him whenever he's on the ice and his shift is on, that'd be a wonderful thing. And then if we can get him to the point where he doesn't need an interpreter, it'd be just awesome for us in the media.
TJ Oshie, 3 points in the Capital win yesterday. Brock Nelson, Anders Lee, they helped the Islanders win their game yesterday. So a pretty good Minnesota contingent.
Yeah, I think Nick Buddy had a couple assists in that game too.
Holy wow! Yeah, see how great is that? These kids have done well at that level, no doubt about it. And then in basketball last night, I see Jalen Suggs, Gonzaga won again. He popped in another 18 points.
Yeah, you know, interesting stat. They played Pepperdine last night. They beat Pepperdine, and Pepperdine, you talk about dominating teams in a conference. I have never done the math on Gonzaga, but they haven't beaten Gonzaga since 2002. Pepperdine has it. And you assume they play twice a year and probably in some conference tournaments. I don't know what that streak is, but the last time they did, Paul Westphal just passed away, was the head coach at Pepperdine. I mean, you talk about dominance. I don't know that any one team, you know, maybe Alabama in football, has dominated a conference like Gonzaga has their conference.
Yeah, you know, I wish as a kid we had known about Pepperdine. Couldn't have afforded it, I'm sure, but I understand that. I've never seen it, but I understand the campus is right there along the ocean. That would be...
Yeah.
That would be
I haven't seen
cool,
it either, but people say it's the most gorgeous, breathtaking campus in America.
Yeah. The NBA, I see they're going to try to do more testing if the teams can enlist local labs to save time. So all 28 NBA cities have been told to investigate if there's a local lab that can process their PCR tests relatively quickly. I don't know if that'll happen, but I do know the Wolves are supposed to play against the Grizzlies again tonight.
Yeah, and without Rubio and Hernan Gomez because of that. Now, not because of that. I don't know that it would have changed it, the testing. I tested at the convention center on Tuesday and had it back Wednesday morning, and that's the quickest that I've ever had for results. So they're getting quicker and quicker for those of us in the public. And I saw a billboard the other night that says results in 20 minutes for some private place. So I assume that if you can get those people in place, you can know right now. And affordability, of course, an NBA team can afford that because they got a lot at stake with these players. So I would think that there would be a marriage somewhere there that you should be, if results are available that quickly, that you should be able to get that done. I don't think, you know, even like for people that don't know, if you go to the convention center, and that's just one place, it doesn't take long. The play times that I've been there now, and it's been several, we have mandated testing now at CCO TV. and that's where I go. It's pretty, you walk through there pretty quickly, just about any time of the day. So for those people that wonder about testing and if you have or haven't, you know, I know that place in particular, and I'm sure there are many more that are pretty easy in and out.
The Deacon just texted me and said Pepperdine's baseball field overlooks the ocean.
Now, how could you not recruit a good team
like
there?
Kind of like Lake Titlow, really, in Gaylord, right?
We got Lake Titlow. They got the Pacific Ocean. So many similarities, but, you know, they don't have the islands, and we got the islands.
That's right. That's right. Or winter golf out on the ice.
And they're not exactly bikinis that they're wearing down there by the lake in Lake Titlow as opposed to the ocean, but, you know, we can come up with something.
Maxie, I'll look forward to seeing you on WCCO-TV tonight.
All right. Have a great weekend, Dave.
You too, Mike. And the Wolves again here on WCCO at 7 tonight against the Grizzlies. We'll start at 6:30, and it's also on your streaming, so your smart speakers, you can listen there as well.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.